Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week, this time on Friday. I'm an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection into the Akashic Records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have taught that progressive manifestation work of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop, the Merkaba meditation, for over 15 years, and released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aromandalas. I also write for Dan and Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire and grow your connection with the universe and increase your knowledge and relationships. This week, our very special guest is Robert Bavall, co-author of a new book called Black Genesis, The Prehistoric African Origins of Ancient Egypt. Robert will talk with us on his forthcoming book, Black Genesis, and he will be telling us about the scientific evidence that is brought forward to prove that a lost prehistoric culture in the Egyptian Sahara developed the basis of civilization thousands of years before the pharaohs and brought it to the Nile Valley in the 4th millennium B.C. to give birth to ancient Egypt and lead the construction of the pyramids. Welcome, Robert.
Hi, Maureen.
I'm so glad you could make it and give us your tea time. Robert is a marvelous speaker and a very highly acclaimed author. He born in Egypt in 1948. He studied construction engineering in England and subsequently worked in the Middle East and Africa till 1985. In 1994, he published The Orion Mystery, which was a number one bestseller and is now translated in more than 25 languages. He also wrote Keeper of Genesis in 1996 with Graham Hancock. That was also a number one bestseller and is now in more than 20 languages. He lives in Spain with his wife, Michelle. So I hear you're planning a very special tour to Egypt in October, and you have spaces available?
Indeed. I've got a tour planned with an organization called, it's got a funny name actually, it's called Megalithomania. But they are based in England. They run a conference, a yearly conference in Glastonbury. And basically, it has a membership of people who are interested in ancient sites and particularly megalithic sites. And I talked at their conference this year, and the idea came to organize a tour in Egypt. So the tour, yes, I've got a tour running in October, starting on the 13th of October. And we have places, and you can go on my website if you're interested.
And your website is?
My website is robertbovall.co.uk.
Okay, so that's...
I have to make sure that you don't go on .com. You'll get a pornographic site. It's been hijacked.
All right, so Robert Bavall, and Bavall is spelled BAUVAL.co.uk. Is that correct?
That's excellent.
All right, so Robert's going to be there the same time as me, although my little trip is sold out. He has spaces, so you could still go to Egypt if you're eager to go. Robert, I am so interested in this new book. Tell me how you came to write it, and you teamed up with this astrophysicist. What an amazing thing.
Yes, it's a bit like the Pope teaming up with Saddam Hussein.
You are a bad boy of the industry.
I'm the bad boy of Egyptology. Yes, it all came about, as you know, all my books have been about the astronomy of the ancient Egyptians, and particularly the correlation of the stars of Orion with the Giza pyramids.
Yes.
But what these books have brought out is a huge debate regarding the age of ancient Egypt, based on many theories that were put forward in the 90s regarding the Sphinx and the pyramids. I won't go too much into that, but essentially the geological arguments that was put forward by Robert Schock and John West and my astronomical theories teamed up together to confront the academics with a much, much older date for the origins of ancient Egypt. And it has always been a very solid theory, but of course, from their side, they were screaming, well, where's the evidence? Where's the artifacts? Where are the tools? Where are the people that existed in this remote period? Because I was giving a date of about 10,500 BC, which is 8,000 years earlier than established datings. So that was a problem until something else happened, and this is the result of Black Genesis. It all started very strangely 30 years ago with a American team led by an anthropologist, a fellow called Fred Wendorf, he's retired now, stopping in the western desert. I'd rather call it the Egyptian Sahara. As you know, Maureen, we've got a huge swath of deserts in the western side of the Nile.
Yes.
That borders Libya and Sudan and the Mediterranean. It's bracketed by the Nile and these three regions. This gigantic area has been largely unexplored, and particularly the southwest, the extreme southwest. I'll be talking about that in a second. But in 1974, these anthropologists stumbled on a rather unusual site, which is 100 kilometers west of Abu Simbel in the extreme south. They actually stopped to have a pee, believe it or not. And while they were standing there having this comfort break, they noticed stones laid out in what was obviously artificial patterns. There were circles, there were alignments. Anyway, to cut a long story short, they discovered what we call today Napta Playa. It's a prehistoric site that goes back to about 7,000, 8,000 BC. It's a ceremonial site. It's not a settlement. And what has emerged from this site is the strangest of things. It's labeled an astronomical site. It's the oldest in the world. And the astronomy that was practiced there, as slowly the whole mystery began to unfold in the 90s, was the astronomy that we thought was original to ancient Egypt. They aligned their stone structures to the stars of Orion's belt, to the star Sirius, to the constellation of the Big Dipper, which are the main constellations and star systems that the ancient Egyptians used in their rituals, as you know.
Yeah.
So suddenly, the whole picture changed. There was this unknown people. Now, the strangest thing about Napta Playa is that they haven't yet found any human remains. Now, it's obvious that humans were there, not just because of the ceremonial stones and the astronomical layouts, but because they've left strange structures that are like tombs. In fact, when the anthropologists excavated them, they were hoping to find human remains. But what they found is bizarre. In some of them, they found cows that were buried in ceremonial position. And in others, they found giant boulders fashioned, one of them looking like a cow, buried 3 meters below the surface. It's a total mystery why they did that, but certainly what has emerged from this, coupled with the astronomy that we're finding there, is that the astronomical knowledge, the domestication of cattle, and cattle rituals, which were very prolific in the pharaonic civilization, as you know, with the cult of Isis and the cult of Nut, the cult of Hathor, stems not from the ancient Egyptians, but from this unknown culture that lived in the Sahara thousands of years before. Now, who were they? And this is where Tom Brophy and I come in. And you want to ask me a cliffhanger question?
Oh, no. Well, maybe I do. I want to know, when we come back, how you can prove to our dear friend, Zahi Hawass, that it is true, that there were civilizations way before 2,000 years ago. We'll be right back. This is Maureen St. Germain. You're listening to Heaven Sent.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
We're back. This is Maureen St. Germain, and our guest today is Robert Bevall, author of The Orion Mystery, an international bestseller, and his new book, Black Genesis, is coming out. It hasn't actually been released yet, has it, Robert?
No, it will be released in the United States in April of 2011.
Excellent.
It's actually being edited at the moment.
Aha. Uh-huh. So we're very excited to talk about that and his upcoming tour through Egypt. I have traveled with Robert, and anyone who is fortunate enough to get into his trip will have a fabulous time, because Robert is so knowledgeable about every single site, every single location, and he has research and information that you just won't get from the Egyptologist. As a matter of fact, we don't have time to tell the story, but I'll just kind of play here and say that Robert actually got arrested one time for talking about Egypt in Egypt.
Yeah,
because
remember
it's
that.
A requirement to have a guide and let them do the talking. So before we left, you were going to tell us the true scientific evidence that proves this civilization exists way before the pharaohs, way before anything known in history.
Absolutely. The evidence that's coming out now, let me emphasize this, is not theoretical. It is it is physical, hard evidence that is there for anybody to see. There is an Aptaplia site, of course, which I described in the earlier part of this interview. I've been there many, many times, and so has my colleague Tom Brophy. You can Google it and have a look at all the photography.
Can you tell us how to spell it?
It's N-A-B-T-A, Napta, Playa, P-L-A-Y-A, Napta Playa. And it's going to be the talk of the next few years, if not more. Because Napta Playa is not just the oldest astronomical site in the world. It reveals a origin of human civilization, not just the ancient Egyptians, but probably civilization as a whole. But we're sticking to ancient Egypt at the moment because it's very embryonic, this study. And it will be the talk because what we found at Napta Playa, as I was explaining, was not expected at all. You know, people were convinced, or academics were convinced, that prehistoric people were totally unable to chart the sky, to work out things like precession of the equinoxes, device calendars, and so forth. Well, it's all there at Napta Playa, and it's confirmed by studies from academics and from many others, and of course ourselves. Let me go into the evidence that finally closes this whole story into a very exciting conclusion. In the extreme southwest of Egypt, if one goes from Abu Simbel and you travel west along the Sudanese border, after 100 kilometers, you will stumble on Napta Playa. But if you proceed a further 600 kilometers in the deep desert, you will stumble on the two most mysterious regions in the world. And amazingly, they're very, very scantily explored to this date. One of the regions is called Jebel Uwainat. It's a mountain region that literally straddles Egypt, Sudan, and Libya. There is the most amazing landscape you can imagine. I've been there lately with Tom Brophy. We did an expedition.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give an idea of the distance, it takes 5 days traveling with four-wheel drives to get there.
Wow.
From the Nile. So it's really, really one hell of a distance.
A trek.
Yes, and there is absolutely nothing between the Nile and this region. You have to take everything. You have to take water, fuel, everything. It's rather, even today, it's a kind of very, very difficult expedition to do and has to be planned very carefully and all sorts of permits and whatnot. But certainly in ancient times, it was deemed impossible. The other region that is there is even bigger. It's called Gilf Kebir. It's a few hundred kilometers from the Jebel Uwainat. And there you're going to visualize a region the size of Switzerland. 300 kilometers long, about 100 kilometers wide. Switzerland without trees, that's the best way to describe it. It's a mountain region, very mysterious, and what is there, we know now from various expeditions that were done in the 20s, and of course expeditions that we've done recently, is evidence of this prehistoric culture all over the place. And what's amazing, they actually left us pictures of themselves. There are caves with prehistoric drawings, with rock art, that show us, these people, how they look like. There's no question that they were black. There's no question that they were extremely sophisticated. They're very tall and slender. They wear wonderful garments and jewelry. Clearly have domesticated cattle. They've got paddocks with cattle. They even seem to have domesticated giraffes, which is pretty strange. So we are absolutely certain of these prehistoric people that finally, now I've got to say this very quickly because we don't have much time here, but the reason they were there is that the Sahara was fertile in prehistoric times. From the breaking of the last ice age, about 12,000 BC, there was huge downpours of rains from monsoons coming from Central Africa, and literally fertilizing and making all this arid zone that we have today into a sort of paradise. These people lived there for thousands of years in a wonderful setting. There are in fact drawings show them swimming in lakes and all sorts of fauna with rhinoceros and hippopotamus and lions and you name it. So it was a kind of Shangri-La or Garden of Eden. However, when the...
Were these drawings found in caves?
Yes, yes, and there is lots of them, and believe it or not, we're actually finding more and more of these caves every time we go there. It's unexplored. It's a wonderful place for visiting because it's totally untouched. Yes, there are caves with all these drawings. There's a famous cave of swimmers, by the way. I don't know if you saw the film The English Patient?
Yes.
You remember Lady Clayton dying in a cave? Well, that was there. In the famous cave of swimmers, there are prehistoric drawings of people swimming. Now it's very strange because when you're there is not a drop of water. So obviously the place was very different in prehistoric times.
And now, are these the people that built Napta Playa?
Yes, we have absolutely no doubt because we can now trace the whole connection. But what's more interesting is where did these people come from in the first place?
Okay.
And this is the huge study that we do in Black Genesis, because it's very clear. Now, you might be very interested in this.
Yeah.
Hardly two years ago, Egyptologists were absolutely convinced that even though these people lived there, they couldn't have come to Egypt because of the great distance and the aridity. And the Egyptians couldn't have gone there, the ancient Egyptians. Well, all this has changed because two explorers in 2007, they're friends of mine, a fellow called, I think you might remember Mark Borda, who was one of our tours.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, believe it or not, Mark Borda has become a desert explorer, and he's made an expedition in 2007 to Jebel Weynat, and what he found stunned the whole Egyptological world because he found inscriptions from the pharaohs. And inscriptions dating from the pyramid builders. The pyramid builders actually went there, it's quite amazing, to meet their own ancestors. We know that because the inscriptions show them meeting these black African people, and they're exchanging gifts, and they speak of each other as if they know each other very well. It's the whole picture has changed. So now what we need to find out is where did they come from in the first place? And it's very obvious that they came from probably first from the Chad, which is further south from these areas. There is a trail that we're following. Tom Brophy and I are following a trail. The way that they actually traveled in the desert, Maureen, is very interesting. Like, if you can visualize yourself trying to go from Los Angeles to New York with a motorcycle on just one tank of fuel. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
So obviously you need fuel stations. The same thing there. You cannot travel from the Nile to these areas without fuel stations, without water stations. And this is how they did it. And we've discovered these water stations, these refueling stations, very, very recently. They were discovered in the last 10 years. And there is a trail, literally, of these stations that the pharaohs built, leaving these giant jars where they filled with water, literally like fuel stations. Where they would travel with donkey caravans and hop from one station to the other to reach those regions. They were much smarter than we thought. The result of this is that we now are trying to track the extension of this trail that led from the Nile to these mountain regions, and it's very obvious that it's going into the Chad, another further 500-600 kilometers, in a mountain region called the Tibesti, which is still very unexplored, and this is the next expedition that Tom and I are doing, to actually find the very source of these people. More than likely, they came from Central Africa originally, like we all did, by the way. As we know now, genetically, we all originate from just one woman, by the way, according to the latest genetic studies. called the African Eve that gave birth to the first modern man some 200,000 years ago. And you and I, are, and everybody else on this planet, are the product of this event.
Interesting. That is, I'm like hanging on every word, afraid to interrupt in case I'll miss something.
So anyway, to cut this long story short before we end this, we've now traced these people coming into the Nile Valley around 4000 BC when the desert became totally arid and they couldn't stay there anymore. And they came clearly bringing along their knowledge of astronomy, their knowledge of construction, their knowledge of cattle domestication and so forth, and injected this knowledge with their own racial origins in the Nile Valley. And this is where the ancient Egyptians come from.
That is so exciting. Our guest today has been Robert Bevall, well-known international author and scholar of ancient Egypt. He has a new book called Black Genesis that will be out this spring. Please stay tuned and catch our next show next Friday. This is Maureen St. Germain. You are listening to Heaven Sent.